Hey, y'all, what's up? Jesse Gonzalez from AlternativeBeast.com, sitting here with...
Koof Knotts.
Koof Knotts, the one and only. How's it going, man?
I'm good. Everything's good. Everything's good.
Indeed. All right. Real quick, who is Koof Knotts? Tell everyone who doesn't know who you are. Explain yourself, because the only way to best, you know, get the information is from the source themselves.
True. So I'm Koof Knotts. I'm an MC, songwriter, host, musical arranger. I'm originally from Philadelphia, reside in New York now. I've been doing live music for about 10 years. And I've traveled the country, going overseas to perform, and finishing up an album right now. That's me in a nutshell. All right,
So you originally are from Philly?
Yes, from Philadelphia. Yeah.
Okay, and how long have you been living here
then? And I've been living in New York for about a year now. I'm still getting my feet wet.
How do you like it?
I like it though. I love it, man. I needed a change. Philly's dope city, great artists. But I just needed a change. I just felt like I had to get out, spread my wings, a bigger community, bigger circle, and you know, reach out to different people.
Right. New environment,
exactly.
Different sources, get more inspiration.
Exactly, that's the key to inspiration, man. Definitely.
Like, I know, because you can tell what inspires you based on your work. You wrote a song about Philly,
right.
You must have really loved it if you
wrote a song about it.
You even got one of your songs featured in It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Like, how did that all come?
It's funny, like, at the time I was doing a lot of like commercial work, and I got emailed about being on an episode of Sunny Philadelphia. So I did that, and I was inspired to write the tune while, you know, being on the show and everything. So that's how that came about. And then my love for Philadelphia too, like, I just gotta write a song for your city. So that's how that came about.
Like, that must be, the thought of that, just being like, someone, you're getting a phone call and be like, come on a show.
That
must have been like my
That was. It was unexpected, but it was dope. I wish I still was involved in doing that. It's something that I want to definitely get back into doing. But right now, my focus is just getting this new album done and putting that out and touring. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. So, is your new album going to be like different or same?
Yeah, it's like, I would say it's a more mature, bigger, and just better representation of what I do. My last album I like, as soon as I finished it, I was like ready to move on to the next. So this is a more mature and like just a bigger sounding album.
Now, are you going to be working that with your partner, Golden Spiral?
Yeah, Golden Spiral did about 2 or 3 tracks on there.
Okay.
I'm going to have 13 tracks, and he did about 2 or 3 of them.
Okay.
The other producers, one producer from Russia did about 4 or 5 tracks.
Okay.
And then my friend Charlie, who actually did Clock Ticking from the previous album, he did about 4 tracks on there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
And for those of you who don't know, I brought his name up. Golden Spiral.
Yes, Golden Spiral.
Prime.
Yes, indeed. That's my partner. That's who all my live shows are with Golden Spiral. Which is something new for me. I've always had a band. So this past year has been my first time working with a live DJ. So it's been cool.
So you had like the whole set?
Yeah,
bass,
man.
Guitar,
drum, bass, drum, keys, guitar, 2 singers, horns, the whole nine. Yeah.
That's definitely a different environment.
It is, man.
It's
a whole different energy. Definitely.
It's so fun, right?
Yeah. I love it. For this new album, I think it's going to be a mix of DJ and live band.
Marrying the two. Nice.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Okay. Do you have a set release date, or it's still
in January? Not sure when, but in the new year. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And we try to get Golden Spire on here. Couldn't be. He's on his way.
Yes, he's on the bus right now.
Because he still lives in Philly.
He's still in Philly, West Philly.
You're from West Philly.
The last spot I lived in Philly was South Philly.
South Philly.
I was there for a few years, and I love South Philly. It's cool. Right on Passyunk Ave.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I've been in New York far too long, and okay. I love, judging by the two cities, I'd rather take New York.
Oh, yeah.
Philly. No offense to Philly.
Nah, totally. I'm with you, though.
Yeah. Like, are your fans in for it? Like, are they all right with you coming
yeah,
to
yeah.
New York?
I think they're like, yo, expand. Get out there. Do you know? It's cool, man.
Yeah, definitely. There's no rivalry between Philly and New York,
yeah,
not really.
Yeah, I know.
Like, unless you're like from New York and you move to Boston, right. then I can feel you, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, since you're here, you've been expanding it.
Yeah, just linking up with new people, man, and going to a lot of different studios around, checking out the studios and checking out shows just to see what's going on here.
You want to give a shout out to a couple of people then?
Yeah, well, just everyone, all my crew from the Balloon Up crew, MH DeVer, B Tips, Long Arms. Long Arms is a dope producer. He's producing a couple on my album. But yeah, those cats there, man. Everybody just doing their thing in New York, really, man. Lovely city.
Yeah, it's the city that never sleeps.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they write so many songs about it. I can't wait to hear your song about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to, once I dig my feet in here, I'm gonna come up with something really nice.
Yep.
Really nice.
And your plans, like, not everyone's going to hear your set.
Right.
How would you describe your set?
Well, my set is a mix of, so my DJ is also a producer and he does, you know, EDM music. So it's a mix of some, like, electronic and dancey, but at the same time, like, I like to keep it organic. So there's the organic feel to it and just, you know, good structure as far as songwriting goes and lyrics.
Speaking of lyrics, I know you and Golden Spiral together.
Yeah.
You make Golden Lux.
Yes.
Usually you have a third person with you.
Yes. Yeah. We usually have a vocalist. Sometimes it's Dave Vegas. Sometimes it's Black Mel. Sometimes it's Joe Miller. Tonight it's just me and Golden Spiral. I think we might have a violinist with us. And then all the vocals would be sampled, vocal samples. So, okay. It'll be cool.
So every time I've seen you, you've had something new. You have a vocalist, now you're having a violinist.
Yeah. I linked up, since I moved up here to New York, I linked up with this violinist who played on the album, and she's awesome, man.
Oh,
so we'll have her sit in for a few songs tonight.
Is she going to solo it? Or?
Oh, yeah, she'll play along with us, and then she has a section where she just gets busy, man. She does a solo. Yeah,
mad,
yeah, man. Definitely.
That's going to be mad night.
Yeah, it definitely will. All
right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thanks for interviewing me, man. I appreciate it.
Where can people find your stuff?
www.kufnotz.com, KUFKNOTZ, and also Reverb Nation/Kufnotz, and all the social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, /Kufnotz.
All right. Thank you very much, man.
Cool. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Once again, Jesse Gonzalez signing off from Alternative Beast. Yeah.